This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Breaking news up on Infowars.com. Marietta, California. We have video of it documenting it. Patriots outnumber amnesty supporters 20-1. Americans in the Southwest are not supportive of illegal immigration. And folks, I see these desperate people from Central and South America that Mexico won't allow. They have a fence between the fence. And so when people get deported out of the U.S. from Central America, the Mexicans just leave them in a literal no man's land. There's a great Vice video from a few years ago documenting that. And I feel sorry for them. But I didn't do to them what's happening in Latin America. And having them come here to be zombie voters for the Democrats who are hell-bent on destroying male role models. Because when you attack a civilization, you take down the male first. And that's what the commenter says here in this article that just went up. It's got like 200 comments in 10 minutes. It's all about capturing the female breeder for the globalist and ditching the welfare system for human capital, energy-based economy. The globalists want women submissive and brainwashed to work to pay the bills. The left is betraying women of all races. The next commenter says the left-right paradigm is a false flag, a red herring, a distraction, a puppet show. Try to keep it up. Try to keep up. You know, I use the term left-right to communicate with new listeners. It is a false paradigm, but you have to communicate with people. It's like whenever we talk about micro FMs, you know, private unlicensed stations that run this show around the country, I always say, there are pirate radio stations out there that carry the show. Their real name is micro FM, and as long as they're not interfering with commercial stations, they're a key, you know, public service, and I salute them. And I'll get emails saying, it's called micro, or people's radio, not pirate. I know that. I'm the guy that coined the term left-right paradigm 18 years ago, on record. I'm not bragging. It's just fact. It's kind of cool to come full circle, because I'm not into power trips or ego. I come off as egotistical because I'm just a rampaging maniac at times. I've done this so long, I'm so burnt out, I'm beyond even caring about what happens to me. I'm just being honest with you in the final equation. Yeah, it comes off as arrogant, but what I do enjoy is the weirdness of being criticized for not covering 9/11 truth enough when I started the 9/11 truth movement. And I really like people when they criticize me for being part of the left-right paradigm because it shows that I have succeeded wildly. When people don't even know, all over the place, left-right paradigm is used all over the news, everywhere. Product placement, which I then coined propaganda placement, is now used everywhere, and behavior placement. And again, it's a testament to the power of the people. Democrats are saying that Obama's acting bizarre, aloof, strange, but he still enjoys hanging out with Boehner, his good buddy. We're going to cover all the DrudgeReport.com headlines and Infowars.com headlines when we come back. And I'm going to open the phones up when we come back. First, we're going to talk to our reporters on the ground, Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson. And then we're going to just take your phone calls right into the third hour today. So I will give you those numbers when we come back on the other side of this break. And I will get into the immigration wave news and the really serious news that you should all be getting chills up and down your back over and grinding your teeth over like I do. Autonomous Mercedes-Benz semi debuts on the Autobahn. You know, I have this image like the start of a science fiction movie about, you know, first was the computer, then the autonomous car, then the autonomous robot, then Judgment Day. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the globalists have already decided we're all dead, and we're arguing about black versus white.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to have a jam-packed second and third hour, ladies and gentlemen. Obama is traveling all over the United States collecting campaign money for the Democrats. Instead of going down the border that he has ordered opened, where he has ordered a stand down, according to the Border Patrol president and vice president. And then 4 weeks ago, almost, we shot video of eyewitnesses, ICE whistleblowers, the head of emergency management in McAllen, Texas, saying they're ordered to load them on Greyhound buses, give them vouchers to go anywhere they want, and to release them. And that's been confirmed as of last week by the New York Times. The White House admitted it. And the Republican leadership is still going, gee, we don't know why this is happening. Obama ought to fix it. Fix it. If you walk up to somebody and hit them in the head with a hatchet and kill them, and the cops come up and say, you need to fix that. No, you go to jail for capital murder. You premeditatedly hack somebody in the head and kill them. They opened the borders, and we can't even get this bankrupt, evil political class to admit that they're doing this on purpose. And again, I'm going to explain something. They've already got wages driven down. They've already got 30 million illegals in this country. Most big U.S. cities already look like war zones. I mean, Southern California looks like hell. Dallas looks like hell now. I grew up there. This country's in a depression. They don't need more to bankrupt us. It hit me, and I've been saying this for a while, but it really hit me how right I was, that this is the Detroitification of the nation by design, Cloward and Piven on steroids, and that we knew in the last 6 months waves of illegals have been hitting hard, and the crime has been exploding in the Southwest. All the numbers are there. And now this big advertisement all over the world that you get here, this is going to cause a mega wave. And I know I'm stating the obvious, but no one else is pointing it out. We need to have articles about what the mega wave will look like. And I know I say this on air, and then Breitbart and others do it, and World End Daily. I'm glad. Please, go do the article. Last week I said do an article about Robert Rodriguez, and Obama set to meet tonight, and Breitbart did yesterday, finally. But, again, my folks were overwhelmed, so... And they're doing a great job. It's just that these are the big issues, and it's very lonely to continue to hit right on what's happening and to state the obvious. It's like getting up, walking on your back porch at 6 a.m., watching the sun coming up, and saying, hey, honey, come out here and see the sunrise. And your wife runs out and goes, I've never seen that before. You must be racist. That's the analogy. Hey, look, they're overflowing us with all these people who are totally illegal. They're legalizing them. That'll fully collapse the border because they put them on welfare. That'll bring tens of millions more quickly. It'll collapse everything. Why are you a racist? I mean, I'm simply pointing out what's happening. And like the Democratic Party followers, they write articles every day attacking us, making jokes about us. Like they're on some winning team, and it's funny what's happening. It's not funny they're getting the Pentagon ready to take your pension funds and martial law standing by. It's not funny that these third worlds have been collapsed and now we're collapsing. This is real sociology, real anthropology. I mean, this is a fact, folks. This country is being shut down, is being ended. They don't want a prosperous middle class and an upwardly mobile working class. They want poor, dumbed down people. And when they're done bankrupting the country, none of you people are getting welfare anymore. So get rid of that. Get ready for that. They're going to bring in fascism on the back of this. And that's what clicked. The only way I'll survive and not be taken out down the road is to become a fascist and to become an ultra-right-wing operative and to let the Democrats do all this on purpose and wreck everything, and then be part of a pro-government fascist movement in the future. And I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take the right course of liberty, truth, and justice for humanity, and I'm going to be hated by the black racist, the white racist, the Hispanic racist, everybody in their own little gang group, all ignorant, all being losers, all being chumps, being played like fools by this system. Because I'll tell you, I'm not worried about he that can kill my body. I'm worried about losing my soul, and I'm worried about losing my family name, and I'm worried about bringing bad mojo on my family. You can use whatever term you want, reap what you sow, karma. Everybody in their gut knows when you do bad stuff, it's not just that you have a conscience and feel bad about what you did. You know it's coming back on you, and it ain't coming back on you when you die. Oh, it comes back then, too. It comes back in this life. And I'm a very moral, upright person, looking back in retrospective, in my life. Okay? Straight shooter all the way. Have anger issues, but that's about it. And I can tell you, I shake deep down with concern for the things I've done, and knowing it'll be brought back on me, and guess who else? And I knock on wood here, please God, pass over my kids. I spiritually put the blood right on the doorpost every day. But, man, this stuff comes back on your kids. I'll tell you right now, all you people that are serving the system, you wonder why you're losers. You wonder why you're unfulfilled. You wonder why you're failures. It's because you've served a lie and a fraud. And America has bought into so many lies. I was talking to a friend last night whose grandfather was a super trailblazer, made hundreds of millions of dollars in 1940s, 50s, 60s money. His great-grandfather, actually. Related to President Johnson, you name it. And I was talking to my buddy last night. And we're saying, yeah, professional wrestling. How do people go and watch it and go along with it like it's real? And somebody's grandpa knew all this stuff, knew everything, but would sit there and watch professional wrestling and would say, I don't get why that boy didn't beat that boy. I thought that big one would win. And the realization hit that, no, he was just lying to himself to enjoy it, suspended disbelief, as a joke. But what about the people at a wrestling event, all there playing along together like it's real, and it hit me. That's what the Democratic Party is, and the Republicans to another lesser extent. And that's what all this is you just buy into a fantasy while you're being fed into a meat grinder. And I've been to the other side. I know what's on the other end. I'm like, don't go in there. That's a slaughterhouse. And they look at me and go, Obama, shut up, and feel good and go running into it. And so the word's going out in hellish Latin America. In the most hellish areas, some areas are wonderful, but in the most hellish areas, people that are successful don't want to come here. In Chile, one of the few good places left. I've looked into it, believe me. And the people that have skills and stuff aren't going to come here. We are literally getting the dregs. And it will hurt everyone, but it doesn't matter because it's like the Democrats are winning. The Hispanics are winning. The whites are failing. Now, don't shut up now. Don't be racially based. I mean, and it's all an illusion, all a fraud, cheating us all, destroying all of our futures. I have a big stack of breaking news on what's happening, but up on Infowars.com, and we're going to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in this segment, the next, then Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Marietta, California. Patriots outnumber Amnesty supporters 20-1. ISIS destroys antiquities en masse. I mean, this is just unbelievable. The scum of the earth that Al-Qaeda is. The mutilating women, destroying beautiful works of art. Just absolute demons, and then run by our criminal government. See how it's all just over the top? See how it's just all over the top as they butcher Syria and Iraq, as they butcher Christians, as they blow up churches. And it's just so over the top. It's so over the top. They're shipping in unlimited illegals and saying you're racist if you don't accept it. And the political correctness is so strong, the average conservative falls down on their knees and says, okay, I accept it. And then meanwhile, our government's funding Al-Qaeda. And I've actually heard news, you know, is part of the Islamic backlash anti-Islamic or Arab? You know, if you don't want Christians having their churches blown up, you're against Muslims or you're against Arabs when it's Arab Christians being killed. It's just mindlessness. It's cult programming. The good news is people are starting to listen. Congress has a 7% approval rating. The worm is turning. Obama's desperate. Democratic reps say he's acting bizarre, aloof, detached. Confidence is collapsing, but he's too dangerous to leave in office. Too dangerous to leave in office. I agree with Pat Buchanan. You'd get big libertarian conservative wins if he stays in, but that's if he doesn't set a nuke off in Manhattan and declare martial law. That's if in a year it may be 1 million a month showing up, not 100,000. I mean, we're in a stinking collapse here, folks. We can't wait 2 years. We need to punish him. We need to punish the Republicans so they're scared. We don't need to stop with Obama. We need to impeach Boehner. And when it all comes out that he knew about Fast and Furious, we need to arrest Boehner. And I don't say that where I get a thrill out of arresting people. I mean, they need to be arrested. Have you read what they were going to arrest Nixon over if he didn't step down when he was impeached in the House, being tried in the Senate? It's nothing compared to what Obama's done. Have you read the Declaration of Independence? I'm going to read it later in conjunction with impeachment. Because the Declaration of Independence was a impeachment of the King of England. In fact, I may even cancel some guests or something today so I have time to cover this. I mean, this is important, big stuff. You understand, I can feel it in my gut. I can see it intellectually. I can see it on every front. You can see it. But in my gut, in my spirit, intellectually, politically, on every front, they're going to go for broke. Man, these people could do anything. So, in the just for survival, Obama needs to be clapped in irons immediately.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread, much too long,
The Iraqi government's been racist. They're not welcoming the new migrants, the 100,000 or so ISIS, Al-Qaeda people from Saudi Arabia and other places who are taking over and murdering all the Christians and any Muslim Shiites they find while blowing up mosques, churches, you name it. Infowars.com has the report. It's also in the BBC. Masked demolishers destroy the tomb of Jonah in Mosul with sledgehammers. And we have the video of that up on Infowars.com. I thought that I would add that Jonah is one of the main prophets, peace be upon him, of the Muslim faith. So that shows you in the Quran. So that shows you how out of control Al-Qaeda, ISIS is. I mean, these people are like devil worshipers, ladies and gentlemen, eating hearts, running around murdering people, raping whoever they want. They are a bunch of scum. Jonas, peace be upon him. This is from Islam 101, is also addressed by the two other surnames. Dunnun, Lord of the Fish. And then it goes on. The Holy Quran says, and they're destroying that. That's the religion of peace now by the globalists. That's what they're doing with Al-Qaeda, radicalizing Islam. You can debate, was Islam radical? Wasn't it radical? There's different sects and groups. If you're not a radical, you're dead. And these groups kill other Sunnis. And I wanted to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' take on this, because he's fought against these same groups in Afghanistan and Iraq. But he's also out in California with huge breaking news on a whole bunch of fronts that are up on Infowars.com. Some of it hasn't broke yet. He's going to break it at the start of the next segment. Then we're going to Jakari Jackson. But I have a piece here of the actual place where Jonah did a lot of his preaching in Nineveh, where they got their 100-year reprieve, a piece of pottery pre-Christ. In my hand, if you're watching us on TV at InfoWarsNews.com or on the free feed at InfoWars.com/show, you can see that. Or by tomorrow, I'll have a video of this part of the show posted for everybody, for radio listeners. But it just shows the out-of-control nature, and our government won't even decry these people, won't even send predators to take them out. Well, of course, because they put them there. So, Joe Biggs, I want to throw a curveball at you and get your take on that, and then we'll talk about this other invasion, just as dangerous, this welfare invasion. But you, I guess you're there in Marietta, California right now.
Yes, Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com in Marietta, California. Last night, the sheriff actually of Marietta announced that he is going to arrest anybody who tries to stop these buses now. Before they were allowing them, the people came together and said, you know what? You know, the police department was like, we're for this. We understand. But a lot of the pro-amnesty people have called and complained now. And now they're saying that anybody who tries to come in here tomorrow and stop any of these buses from coming in will be arrested.
Well, that's bombshell. I have not seen that in the news yet. If Kit Daniels gets a blurb report out on that, Watson can expand on it. So please give us the full details. This is very, very newsworthy that they're not going to have the feds do it now, I guess. They have riot police. They're going to have the sheriff's department as part of treason do this to try to stop citizens blocking federal crime committing.
I mean, it's funny because this is such a small town. I mean, you know, everybody here is going to know each other. So when it comes down to the police showing up, it's going to be like, you know, Bob, you know, stop. Why are you doing this? You know, that's how small the town is.
Well, we're going to get more details of that right now after we go to break with you. The county, the name of the sheriff, all the details. It's Riverside County, Marietta County. We'll get all the info on the sheriff in a report. Where did you get this information?
I saw it on an article last night, Alex.
Okay, so this is broken. This is broken locally, but not nationally. Can you tell us what he said?
Yeah, he said that you know, due to the pro-amnesty people calling in and complaining, they said that what the protesters were doing, the anti-illegal immigration protesters were doing, were interfering with law enforcement, and that was breaking the law. So now they feel like they need to step in and, you know, save face.
Okay, well, I want to be specific here. It's the feds breaking the law, busing any illegals, and then give them bus tickets wherever they want to go.
Yes,
each time, that's human trafficking and a felony. And you've got video and a report with Jakari up on Infowars.com. 20 to 1, I wouldn't even call them anti-immigration. They're pro-follow the law, pro-survival, pro-sovereignty. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, right here, right now, there's not one pro-amnesty person. Their side of the area, if you want to pan over real quick, look, is completely empty. There's no one here in support of amnesty, and yet we have people over here that are lining up on this side to support the anti-illegal immigration. You know, people in this town have come together, and they said enough is enough.
Stay there, Joe Biggs. I want to come back to you. This is big. a showdown. They're saying more buses are coming tonight. That's the breaking news. The local group is going to stop them. The sheriff says he's going to arrest them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Marine Corps veteran Tomorrowsi, over 101 days in a Mexican jail, chained down to a bed, seeing no lawyer. Because of international outcry, finally gets a day in court. But Mexico complains if illegals aren't given hot meals immediately and legalized. I mean, what a joke. Mexico will punch you in the nose, shake you down. This is a guy going down to the border area, took a wrong road on the highway, drove up to the Mexican border, had guns in his car. And they were like, yippee-ki-yay, we got you. After 101 days in Mexican prison, Marine Sergeant arrives for day in court. And I was seeing video of him in the Mexican jail chained down to the bed. We basically are a giant toilet for Mexico. All their criminals, all their dregs, all their drugs, everything, just dump it on us. And I see stories all the time. I know people who'll get talked into going hunting in Mexico, where you can go down there and go to a special game event, and then they have locally run things with shotguns where you can hunt pheasant or whatever, or quail. And they'll have police when you drive in, and they'll tear your whole car, your entire car apart. If they find an empty shotgun casing in the back of your truck, you're talking years in jail. And then they run your credit, shake down your family, and suck everything out of your family, or they basically kill you, in a lot of cases, in jail. So again, he accidentally crossed into Mexico, finally to get his day in court after 100 days behind bars. This Marine sergeant. He got confused and drove the wrong way, which I've almost done before. And again, my whole point is, Mexico is extremely oppressive. But then we get lectured all day because we are such bleeding hearts in America. We are so politically correct. It's pathetic. Now, if you go to Marietta, California, where Joe Biggs is right now with Ja'Kari Jackson, who we're going to go to next, you've got a bunch of breaking news, but you heard it. We're going to get an article out on this. The local sheriff is saying he's going to arrest people tonight if they try to stop the bus, which they've continued to do. And what an image that's going to be, to allow the criminal buses to come across, the DHS involved in sedition against this country and against law, to set the precedent to do anything. And this is coming tonight. So, Joe, give us details, Joe Biggs, and tell us what time those buses are coming across. Obviously, you're going to be staked out there. I know you've got some other breaking news as well.
All right, Joe Biggs here once again in Marietta, California, right in front of the Border Patrol station. A lot of the people that are coming here in support of this are all local, all people from Marietta. And the ones that I've talked to, they say, I came here to get arrested. I mean, they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in whatsoever. I've talked to people from anywhere from ages from 20 up to 75. They're, you know, you can arrest me all you want. I'm going to stand my ground here, and they're not going to get by me.
Keep breaking down what you've observed down there.
Well, today we're having more and more people show up. Alex, we've got mainstream media up and down the street all around me parked here. Everybody's expecting this bus to be coming in sometime either tonight or early in the morning. People are just piling in because they want to be here in support of what's going on. Another city down the road, Escondido, had a town hall meeting yesterday that 500 people showed up to, and they wanted to open up 96 homes for these illegal alien children to stay in. And the town came together, once again, another town came together and said, no, you're not going to do that. And the council voted against it, and they stopped that from happening now.
But I mean, this is just crazy town. In fact, I meant to have the reporters do this, but never got around to it. I think I'm going to do this as a stunt. I think I'm going to go knock on Robert Rodriguez's door, not tonight while Obama is there at his house, but in the future. And I'm going to go knock, and I'm going to say, in fact, I'm going to go pick up some of these day laborers, and I'm going to bring them to his door and say, take them in, like Nancy Pelosi says. Of course, Robert Rodriguez is worth hundreds of millions of dollars and, you know, lives in the richy rich part of town. It's just such a fraud. No one does this. We have the most open country, the most welfare of anywhere. And all it does is gets us called racist because we won't take more. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, all the people that are for bringing these kids in are the ones who are the last ones who, that are going to even take them in. Like you said, Nancy Pelosi is talking about doing it, but you're not going to see Nancy Pelosi with a van full of little kids going home to her place.
Exactly. Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. We should bus. We should have a law that if they're going to violate law and do this, they have to bus them to D.C. and dump them off in Hyde Park at Wolf Blitzer's house or at Chris Matthews' house, or at the White House. How about the White House take in 1,000 families? How about that?
Alex, I started a White House petition the other day that says that we should send all of the illegal alien children to the White House to stay with the Obama family.
Okay, well, that should have been a major news article on Infowars.com. That's total genius, Joe. I want to get a blurb out on that right now by Paul Watson or Steve Watson or somebody. And, what's the name of the petition?
to send all illegal alien children to the Obama, to the White House.
And then we should point out, because they want us all to pay for it. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a link. I'll email it to someone back there.
All right, well, or we can come up with another one, too, and add even more, that they be bused equally to Michael Moore's house, Nancy Pelosi's, Chris Matthews' house, the White House, and that Congress host maybe a couple thousand families. They're in the corridors. How about each Democratic congressman or woman, how about they take 10 families inside of each office?
I think we can get that done.
Well, Joe, you know if they don't, they're racist.
Of course. I mean, everybody's racist in America. We're all evil, terrorists, racist people who put up fences and then we're racist for that, to secure our borders.
When we border collapsing Latin America. Joe, how big do you think it's going to get when we already have an unsustainable flood, 30 million illegals here, country going bankrupt, California totally bankrupt, all these other states going bankrupt, and they're busing illegals all over the country, and then the police chief and the judge in Grand Prairie, Texas, a huge city by Dallas, says, I'm going to your door to tell you not to protest or you might get arrested. I mean, if somebody came to my door and said, you better not come out and protest or we might arrest you, I would definitely go protest. How has our country become so pathetic that our police and our the people that run our military and our judges are in Dallas, are literal scum of the earth, threatening people, you better let us take all these illegals in Dallas or we'll arrest you. You better not get uppity. I mean, my God, that is like North Korea.
It is indeed. I mean, there's so many people who aren't awake that are lazy, that don't even know their rights. There's so many people that get illegally searched all the time because they don't know their rights. So many people in America are just sleeping on what's going on, and that's how it's getting to this point. They just don't care. They want to live their boring life every day, turn on their TV, drink their coffee, go to work every day, and ignore what's really going on in the country. And that's why it's gotten to this point.
Sure.
Because people don't care for the most part. But there's a lot of us out here who are trying to wake people up, and that's what InfoWars.com does. I mean, it's the people here in Marietta are proof of people standing up against tyranny and saying, you know what, go back. We're not going to take you here. You're not going to collapse our town. You're not going to make us go bankrupt.
Well, I saw the mayor on television last night. He was saying $60 million has been sent in the last 3 years just on the illegals. Property taxes are exploding. People are moving out of the middle class area. And the government's not even reimbursing the city. And then you've got the county saying, if citizens try to stop this, we're going to arrest you.
It's mind-blowing that it even gets to this. I mean, it's 1984 completely right now.
Well, the local Chronicle told the sheriff not to even deport 11 aggravated or 13 aggravated felons. The average is 11, but it said last week he deported 13. And they were like hyperventilating. Out of thousands arrested, they deported 13. And then the sheriff goes, they're felons. They've committed crimes before. They have rap sheets. And with a straight face, they go, how racist. I mean, that shows how crazy town this has gotten. I don't even know what to say about the Democrats at this point. I mean, I think they've gone completely insane.
I mean, everything is racist with them. It's just race baiting. One thing after another. They create tension between people to divide everybody. That's all they want to do is divide everybody and bust them down and make them, you know, with this white guilt and all this other junk. It's ridiculous. It's just a psyop. It's a mind game.
I mean, it's really starting to get to me because, I mean, these people are insane. And there's an article out today that Democrats are ripping Obama, saying he's aloof, detached, acting bizarre. That's in the Weekly Standard. But now
Boehner's saying that he doesn't even want to impeach Obama. It's like Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik on stage are enemies, but back in the, you know, behind the scenes, they're buddy-buddy hanging out. That's all that's going on.
Man, it's making me sick. And I got to tell you, we could take 100 million third world people. There's over 6 billion poor people worldwide. I mean, I was watching some liberal lady last night on an episode of Naked and Afraid, and it was all about how the man needs to do what she says or his rating isn't high. And I watched 3 episodes. Each episode is about a man submitting is what makes him a great man and how men are bad and men from the South are bad. You can see how they script it. It's all staged. And only men that do what they're told are good. And so it's all about how men are bad for survival. And then she goes, I visited Tanzania with my boyfriend, and he got robbed and killed, but I hid. And there it was right there. She went to Tanzania to be a liberal trendy. Her boyfriend got murdered when she was there trying to help the Tanzanians. And then she's still there henpecking the male guy. And it's like every show I watch is just propaganda. And, of course, why wasn't he armed in Tanzania? Why was the crime so high in Tanzania?
Well, one of the things that my mom taught me when I was young was never run from your problems because they're going to follow you. I mean, these people are running from their problems in Central America, but guess what? Those problems are still going to follow. They're still going to have issues they're going to have to deal with. There's no sense in running from your problems. That's weak. You stay there. You fix your country where you're at, and you get the liberty in place. You get the freedom, and you enjoy your life from there on. Running from it doesn't do anything. All that does is make it worse for everyone who's still there. It's weak-minded thinking.
I agree. Well, please get on the phone with the Don Salazar. We need to get an article out about the sheriff saying he's going to arrest people. Standoff, high noon. Sheriff says he will arrest anti-open border demonstrators. And then
yeah, tomorrow's going to get very heated, or tonight, whenever it happens. But people here are ready for that.
Yeah, because I heard the buses are coming tonight, or will it be tomorrow? I heard they're rolling them in late at night.
They might try to trick people, because what they've been doing is coming in around 10, 11 a.m. But since they know that people are here ready on both sides, there's only one way in. It's from this side or right here. It's just one street to get into this place. So they're going to have people, protesters, blocked on one side and on the other side as well. So either way, this community is going to be ready to stop.
Well, I want you to go live on the Ustream and things as soon as this happens, and shoot HD. You guys are doing just a fabulous job. Just stake that place out. Stay there as much as you can with the team, because this is happening in hundreds of places around the country. McAllen, you name it. It's just in Marietta. It's right on the edge of an affluent area. The people are sick of it, sick of paying for it. They stood up. That's the only reason this area is identified. Other people need to give us the human intelligence, the HUMET, to Infowars.com about where this is happening in other areas. Our problem is we don't have enough reporters to have it all covered. That's why we need to be able to get the funds in to get even more great reporters like Jakari Jackson and Don Salazar and Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels and those that are with you. But just have Kit file more reports from his car or from the hotel. But a lot happening. We're going to go to break and come back with Jakari Jackson's report. Joe Biggs, anything else from Marietta, California?
I just want to say that true Americans stand up in the face of tyranny, and we're seeing it happen everywhere.
And there are hundreds of folks from Marietta, and I guess the most was like five or six guys in brown beret, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan outfits.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll try to come back tomorrow or tonight, whenever it gets started getting heated up. A lot of people start showing up around 3, 4 o'clock when they get off work. Today, I think people are ignoring that and coming a little bit early because they're excited for this. They're ready to take it on.
So more people are showing up because the sheriff says he'll arrest people.
Yep.
All right.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. We'll come back from break there on the border in Marietta, California, with Jakari Jackson to get his news on this. He's got some other angles he's going to cover as well. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Where I'm from in the DFW area, Granbury, Texas, big city, they have a judge going door to door. You better not come out and protest or I'm going to have you arrested. Just reminding you you're not in America. Just reminding you I want to work for Kim Jong-un. Just reminding you I'm a sack of garbage. This is just like with Obama in Missouri with the Truth Squad saying, we will arrest you if you say he's not a Christian and that he doesn't want to cut taxes for those making under $250,000 a year. I played that clip probably 20 times or more. Just type in Obama Truth Squads. It's in the Obama deception. And this is nationwide now. They go, listen, you sit in your house and you shut up. You understand that. We're importing the people that are going to vote to make you our slaves. Because in a democracy, we can vote to make you the slave. Do you understand that? And they put it on TV with a straight face. I mean, my God, Channel 11 in Dallas should be so embarrassed of themselves for reporting on this with a straight face. Here's the report.
As long as they make their statement in keeping with the law, this is America. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. But if they break the law or impede the care of these children, then we'll enforce
these
the law.
These children. And then it goes on to say he's going door to door. But again, in that area, they have ordinances where you can't sit on the side of the street with a sign anywhere. But they let the tax day guy do it, Liberty Tax and all that. Remember I protested that in Dallas? And they backed off, but then they had the sheriff's department attack us, who's run by an Obama goon. And all these watchmen, this judge, all of them, they're going to sit there as the watchmen saying, this is America. You have a right to follow the law. The law says in Grand Prairie, Texas, I can't even say the name right. I'm so angry, folks. I can't even hardly talk at this point. Ja'Kari Jackson's coming up. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that it is essential that you spread the word about this broadcast because we're the very tip of the spear and the broadcast is exploding. I want to thank you all for becoming members of PrisonPlanet.tv to see all my films in HD, the nightly news, so much more when it goes out live or when it goes out tape to air. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month, but if you get a year membership, 5.3 months, almost half off. We're running it in the month of July for July 4th, a new declaration of independence against tyranny. Share your memberships. 11 people can use each PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and I want to thank you all who are members. We couldn't do it without you.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Call 877-800-9986. That's 877-800-9986.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers.
Tony Cartolucci. Fauci does a lot of investigative reporting, and he's got a story on Infowars.com. Organ harvesting in Ukraine goes unreported. Children abducted and flown to America to have their organs removed. I used to look into this about 15 years ago and didn't even believe it, but it turns out in any war zone this goes on, Iraq, Israel, look at what ended up happening in Egypt, China. It's pretty sick. Remember a few years ago, Israel got real mad when a doctor said that was going on, and it was in Europe, and then it turned out it was true. I mean, it's just incredibly evil that this stuff goes on. That's a story on Infowars.com. Vials of smallpox virus found in unapproved Maryland lab. Autonomous Mercedes-Benz semi debuts on Autobahn. I'm going to get to all that and a bunch of other important news. And a Zero Hedge article that's up on Infowars.com. Is the Fed going to attempt a controlled collapse? The Fed could be preparing to do exactly what it said it wouldn't. That's what this is a controlled collapse, a slow motion one. That's what I've been saying since 2008. And most of our other analysts concur with that analysis, so that's all coming up. But I do want to spend at least 10 minutes later in the next hour. We're going to talk to Jakari Jackson, this segment, the next, from Marietta, California, reporting live on TV and radio right now. I want to spend about 10 minutes looking at what Obama's done and comparing it to Nixon. So that's coming up. Jakari Jackson, reporting from Marietta, California. I know you've got a lot of breaking news. Give us your take on what you've been witnessing down there.
Yeah, this is Jakari Jackson, Infowars.com, Marietta, California. And we are once again outside the Border Patrol station. And I want to point out to you, Alex, that the Border Patrol station fence has a better fence than the fence down on the actual border. You can see it's a nice complete fence, goes all the way around the structure. But it's not anything like this if you actually go down to the border, whether it's in California or any place else. So we've been out here for the past couple of days documenting, talking to various residents. We've been talking to people who say that, you know, this is not a racial issue at all, even though they try to spin it that way in the media. We've talked to people of Mexican, Native American descent. We also talked to people who came here legally through the naturalization process. A young lady we had a chance to talk to yesterday, and she said it took her 15 years and several thousand dollars, but she did it the legal, lawful way. And these are the stories that they don't want you to hear. Because when you see somebody like that, they say, well, wow, you can go through the naturalization process. It may not be, you know, the greatest thing in the world, but, you know, you do it the legal way, you can get here. But they don't want to show stories like that. They just want to show you the pictures of the kids coming in on the buses. And, of course, everybody's heart bleeds for these kids. But, you know, people have their own kids they have to take care of. They can't pay through tax dollars to raise somebody else's kid, you know. And we think about all the children being sent here. If you did something like this, Alex, if you sent your kids to El Salvador on a Greyhound bus, you'd probably have the CPS come knocking at your door.
Oh, there's no probably. I would be arrested for child endangerment and should. I mean, this is crazy town level. And again, it sets the precedent that there is no law. The executive branch can decide where to even send the kids. And they're deciding to dump them on Texas.
Oh, yeah. Texas, California, wherever else. Like, I think Biggs had a very good idea. All these politicians who are out here saying that we need to have these kids come in, why don't we send them to their house, send them to the White House, send them to Pelosi's house, send them to whoever's house. They're saying, you know, we want to take care of the kids. You take care of the kids. You go out there, you feed them, you clothe them, you make sure, you know, they go to school, they brush their teeth, you do all that stuff, and let these people here take care of their own families.
Jakari, I want you to ask the locals and the police and others, what do they think is going to happen if all these people get legalized, as 99% are, according to the ICE memo? It's going to mean a much bigger wave. How big do they think that wave is going to be? Because undoubtedly, Jakari, this is the next big wave from the last wave. I believe they're going to get exponentially bigger. How big do you think it's going to get?
It's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger because, as you understand, Alex, you know, when more of the people hear about these situations, like, oh, I can just go to America, it's not just going to be your Central America. It's going to be people from any country.
That's right. Stay there. I'm coming right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com, and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
On the GCN Radio Network.